We're starting on the Mishnah on Lamed Dalet, Amud Aleph, the last Mishnah in the Perek, which is basically talking about the last minutes going into Shabbos, and we're going to have the Sugya of Bein HaShemashos, and we'll be starting, Rav Leff will be gone for about 2 weeks, and he mentions to me that he does not think he's going to be reviewing the Sugyas that we're doing now, so we'll cover more the basics that we did last time when I took over his shiur. Okay, we'll split the Mishnah into two parts because there's two different subject matters going on into it. First part, Gimel Devarim Tzirich Adam Lamar Betoch Beito Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha Yisartim Iravtim Hidliku Etaner. Three things a person needs to say in his house. It's Erev Shabbos, it's the last few minutes before Shabbos comes in. It's usually in most houses, it's getting the last moments, the last preparations. A person needs to say in his house, it doesn't mean there's no chiyuv over here, the Mefarshim bring down that it's void. There's a good ha'ara that a person should say before he leaves that as it's getting dark, did you take maisu off? Did you put up the eruv? We'll see which kind of eruvim this is. And light the candles. So Rashi says, im chashecha. What does it mean, im chashecha? The three things a person needs to say with the darkness, as it's getting dark. Rashi says, "Dafke im chashecha shim yemehel lahazkir mebiod yom." If you say it too early, if you are too quick to mention it while it's still day out, yifshu v'yamu adan yishod, they might make a mistake and they say it's still lots of time in the day. You tell your wife, "Did you do all these preparations? Shabbos is coming. It's another hour and a half." She might not do it, so therefore you wait im chashecha, and we'll discuss the times. That will be tomorrow, the sugya of Bein HaShemashos. Shkia, we'll discuss the actual times in the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. Isartem, did you take out maisa? That the maisim of the produce, because it's Shabbos, you have the extra foods that you bought for the week. I would imagine it's like the way that we do it in my house, that we do our ikar cooking, our ikar shopping Wednesday, Thursday. Most of the cooking for the week is done for Shabbos, and the week we eat off Shabbos a lot of the times. So Isartim, it's the Peris Ha'ilam, Lesudas Shabbos. I guess they had more fruits for them, so you had to, right before Shabbos coming in, you have to take off the Maisa. Even though the Pasha Pshat over here is, because on Shabbos you can't take Maisas, as we'll see in the Gemara, because it's a Tikkun on the fruit over here, Rashi says a different idea. When you eat temporary eating, what's called an echila or rai, you don't have to take maisers off. For example, you have a tree outside your house, you go and you're sitting under the tree and you take a piece of the fruit, you don't have to take maisers off. If you bring it in the house or you're making a suda kavua, meaning you're sitting down as a proper suda, then you have to take off your maisers. On Shabbos, even a chilat or rai, something that you're temporarily eating, is called kavua. Shabbos makes it a fixed eating and an achila choshuv. So therefore, you have to make sure you take all your maisers off erev Shabbos. Sha'af achilat or rai shel Shabbos, kovat lemaisa. Even temporary eating, just a cursory eating on Shabbos, is called kavua. It's called a fixed eating. Kedamina mesekta beitza. The Shabbos oneg ikrei. Shabbos is called an oneg. And mikol shehu avi oneg, and any amount of eating is called an oneg, so it has a din of a chashuva eating. Eruvtim, which type of eruv are we talking about? Eruvi tachumim v'chatzeros. The eruvim of tachumim, a person's not allowed to travel more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos from the end of his city. So if someone wants to go, let's say, up to, I don't know, Bnei Bina, in Kashmonaim, if that's within the area of Tachum, I don't know where exactly it is. If you want to travel more than your Tachum, more than your Alpayim Amos, you have to set up an Eruvi Tachumim, meaning you're allowed to, normally where you're standing, you have 2,000 Amos in all directions. So what you can do is you can make your 2,000, your point of the circumference where you have 2,000 Amos manual at the end of your 2,000 Amos. So really you could double your ability to walk from 2,000 amos to 4,000 amos. That's called an Erev Tachumim, in order to go further. And then there's the Chatzeros. In those days, their houses were close together, and they had a common courtyard. In order for one to be able to carry in the common courtyard, they'd make an Erev in one of the houses of common ownership of food. that also has to be done Erev Shabbos. So Eruvi, Tachumim, Vechatzevas, you also have to do. Now Rashi mentions over here that we have a difference in Lashonot. The first two were in Lashon She'ela, Isartem, Evavtem. Did you do these two? And the third one is a Lashon of Tzivoy, of command, Hadliku Etaner. And he explains, Vahani Trei Shaykh Lilarminu Ho B'Lashon She'ela. The first two are Shaykh to say in a Lashon of a She'ela, the Shemek of Asu. But you can't, it's not apparently noticeable in the house if she did it or not. So you have to ask her, did you do it? Aval b'ner, lo shayek hidlaktem. Ner is not shayek a question, did you light the candle or not? The davar ner lenko. It's obvious if she lit it or not, so you have to, if you see that it wasn't lit, you have to say it. So these are the three things that one should say before they leave for shul. And I was, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, again, not as a chiyuv, but it's roy to do. And if one wants to be Mekayim, a sif in the Shulchan Aruch, before one goes to shul, you should remind your wife what time candle lighting is. You know, candle lighting is in 5 more minutes, it's a few more minutes. Today, usually, Maestrim, we have most of it, Maestr and Eruvim, we take care of Erev Pesach, we take care of our Erev over here. And then we have a different type of Erev with the strings. But this I was told as to be Mekayim something in the Shulchan Aruch. One should get in the habit of mentioning it before they leave the house, exactly how much minutes the wife has left for candle lighting. It's interesting over here, they don't mention the fourth one, and which was Hafashas Challah. Right? A lot of women make Challah on Erev Shabbos. And this, it's not like, you know, today where we have, when we buy produce from the store where it's already had, how many times Meister has been taken off on it, we don't even know. Tanuva takes it off, maybe they took it off in the Shuk, maybe they took it off when they bought to the store over here. It's taken off so many times, but Mamish Challah, that the woman makes the dough at home and it has a chiv of precious Challah, for some reason it doesn't say over here. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch that you should say it. And then the Mishnah Berurah comes and says the Minhag is not to say it. So someone in the shiur over here mentioned to me that just recently he never asked his wife if she took off challah. So just 2 weeks ago, as he's going to shul, he mentions, by the way, did you take off challah? You know, the little, when she makes a big challah, little piece off that you take off and you burn it in order to mate eating the challah for Shabbos. She's like, oh my gosh, I forgot to do it. It happens. So the Shulchan Aruch brings it down that you should say it, and the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is not to, even though one should. So I was wondering, why is the minhag not to say it? So Baruch Hashem, I saw him last night in Shulchan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach mentions, because there's a difference between challah than other things. When does one take off the challah? Not in its finished product. When it's in the dough form, all women know, you take off the little piece over here. After it's baked and you have all the challahs and all the baked goods, it's usually over. She already took it off by then. Masha'enkin, when it comes to maestros, The produce is there in front of you as it is. Since most women know to take it off in its unfinished product and not in its finished product, so over there it's usually not a question one should ask when they see that it's not normal, it's not knowing to ask when you see the finished product. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch does bring down to mention it.
But if she didn't, you could break off a piece.
There's complications with challah. It's not like Meiser that we have a concept also today of Breva, that let's say you go to someone's house for Shabbos and you're choshes, you suspect them that they don't take off Meisers. You could leave a little bit on your plate and say it should be Meisers left over, or you could take Meisers over on Motzi Shabbos on the things. But I from Challah, I don't know the whole sugya, but there's more complications on taking off Challah on finished products than it is on taking off Meisers.
I heard that before, Challah, to remind all the time that. Don't forget to.
Oh yeah.
What's the way they're called challis?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Oh yeah, to remind you.
To remind you.
Okay. No, yeah. I'll tell my wife to remind you.
It's not proper. It's not proper.
So that's what they call challis. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. The next part of the Mishnah. Now we're in what's called Beinah Shemashos, which is going to cover us basically to the end of the parak. The moments now in Shabbos, Sufik Yom, Sufik Lila, this Beinah Shemashos time. Okay, Sufik Chashecha, Sufik Enu Chashecha. You're now at the time, whether it's dark, whether it's not dark, it's a whole Sufik. We'll see exactly tomorrow will be the Sugya of Beinah Shemashos. We'll go into the times, famous Machloka, which is called the Machloka Rebbeinu Tam, the Gvor, even though the Gvor is a much later authority, it's called in Besivot, but it's lots of other Rishonim. So Safek Chasheka, Safek Einu Chasheka. It's not Vaday night. What can you do? Happen, all of a sudden it's Shkia. What are you allowed to do in the house? What are you not allowed to do? Okay, Stama, any Isser Deraisa, any Malacha, for sure. It's a Safek time over here. So we have the Klal Safek Deraisa, Lechomer. Chaz V'Shalom, you don't do any Malacha. But the Chachamim came and they were also gozer on Shvut, even on Midrabanans over here. So Safek Chasheka, Safek Einu Chasheka, Ein Ma'asrim, it's too late, you don't take off Maisra at a Vadai. Anything that Vadai is that has not had Maisra taken off, you can't do now. Vein Matpilim at a Kalin, something a little bit less, you don't do Tvila on Kalin. Stama, the mission is talking about when there was Tum and Tahara, so it was a much more severe Kalin, much more pronounced action done in the Kalin. But also today, if you have new Kalim, you can't use them until you do Tefillah. It'll be the same thing. Once Shabbos comes in, the Shvut over here, you can't be Matfil in the Kalim. There ain't Matlik Merenair, which is actually a Deraisa. Aval, but one can, Beinu Shemashos, be Maishim at a Demai, and the Gemara, everybody will speak it out. Omaravim, and you can do a certain type of Eruv, the Tomin and Achamim, and you could do the process of insulating food, which is called Hatmana. Rashi, Safek Chasheka, Kagon Beinu Shemashos, Ein Masrim Et Avadai. When it comes in this Safek time, Safek Yom, Safek Laila, Beinu Shemashos, you're not allowed to take Maitre of the Vadai. Why? The Tikkun Ma'al Yehi. It's a full Tikkun over here. The Afal Gav the Shavut Ba'almehi. It's a Midrabanan. Kesav Bekazul HaShavut Afal Beinu Shemashos. Rashi lets us know that over here we're talking about that even on Midrabanans, Beinu Shemashos, you can't do. Even though it's Safek Midrabanan, Lekula, but Rabbanan over here, Beinu Shemashos, had a special gezeiva even on Shavut, that we don't do Midrabanans. There is, Shulchan Aruch brings down a kula over here, that if it's a makom mitzvah, not that you can do it, normally we're not allowed to ask a goy on Shabbos something directly to do. We don't ask him. But Beinu Shemashos, we ease the prohibition of Amir La'akum, that when it comes to something that's a midrabanan, b'makom mitzvah, that you're allowed to ask him, straight up. Ve'ein makbila melekelim, da'havi nami shvut, it's also shvut, ki da'aminu imasek de'beitza, de'nirik metakin kli, it looks like you're a metakin kli, it's something that wasn't usable beforehand, and now it's usable, so that appears like you're metakin the kli over here. Okay, ve'ein madliki merenerot, Kol Shechem, that's Vadai. This is the Sfeika Deraisa. This is something that's a Suffolk Deraisa over here, and a Suffolk Deraisa, for sure you can't do. If we just mentioned these Shvutim, these Midrabanans, for sure Deraisa. Vizu ain't Sarakaloma Zu Kitani. This is a common Mishnaic technique, that Zu, this, meaning the first ones, that ain't Sarakaloma Zu, and for sure you don't need to say these. So it's not the progressive order over here is a zoo ein tzarech lomar zoo. The first ones you certainly don't need to say this one, but the Mishnah brought it down because I guess candle lighting was in the first part. Aval ma'asim et demai, you're allowed to take mice on the demai. What is demai? Demai is produce that you bought from an Amma Arts, and vov of the average person takes off mice. So really, there's not a full Tikkun Kli. The Lo Dama LeMetakin. It's not similar to Metakin. Devov Amei Arts Ma'asrim Heim. Rather, the Chachamim came and said we should take off on produce that we're not sure what the status is, and one should be Machmir. So it's a Chumrah. On a Chumrah, Beinu Shemashos, you're allowed to do. Omi Arvim, Eruv. You're allowed to take off an Eruv. And the Gemara Parak, the Gemara is going to say, Hatanan Lael, Imachasheke, Eravtim. We just mentioned before one of the three things that you have to say Erev Shabbos. Tafka Erev Shabbos. Did you take the Erev off? Mashmon Shabbos, you can't take an Erev off. And all of a sudden we say, I'm sorry? Make the Erev. Thank you. Imachasheke, Eravtim. Who made the Lev the Hasafik? And now it's over here we're saying that during Beinu Shemashos, you can do it. The Tomin and the Chamim, not Nimakupishamokim, the way they insulated their food, they wanted to have nice warm food on Shabbos, so they insulated. It's the process called Hatmana. We're going to have a whole perek. The fourth perek is going to be B'matomnim, it's going to be the whole parak on Hatmana. But for now, the Mishnah mentions it. During Beinah Shemashos, you're allowed to insulate food. Nothing but Kupishal Mochim. You could put it in a basket full of soft things, like cotton or something. Liot Chomeim Mishtameh, in order that the heat should be saved. Not that you're adding heat, but the heat should be saved behem. Aval Mechashecha Vadai, but once it's for sure night, ain't Tony behem Kitim Mefarsh Figamar. You're not allowed to do it. You can't do Hatmana on Shabbos, as we're going to see at the end of the Amud. Okay, so those are the basic things. We're now into Shabbos. So Gimel Devarim Tzorich Adam L'Mar B'Toch Beito Erev Shabbos, the three things that you should say before Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Mahani Mile. From where do we know this? Whenever the Gemara asks Mahani Mile, they're asking for a scriptural source over here. From where do we know that one should be careful Erev Shabbos, and one should take the initiative and mention things in his house? I'm Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Kvar, Pasuk in Iyuv, V'yadati ki Sholom Alecha, should know that they, or you should be sure, should know that there's Sholom in your house, V'yakadata Navacha, and you are appointed over your dwelling, V'lo Techata, and don't sin. This Pasuk is saying the Rosh basically mentions how are these three things, Mirumas in this Pasuk, that you should make sure there's Shalom in your house. Shalom bias over here. We know that the Havlach and Neros is Shalom bias. We had in the Gemaras we saw before. So that's going on Havlach and Neros. And you should appoint your house, meaning your dwelling area where you're allowed to go and where you're not allowed to go. That's going on Eruv over here, that one should make sure the Eruvim Chatzerus, the Eruvim Tachumim, they're all set up. Don't sin. With if you didn't take off your proper maitzvahs on your food, you might come to eat things that you're not allowed to eat. That would be an avera. So therefore, you have to make sure that that the maitzvahs were taken off. If you notice on the side over here, you have a shiltus, right directly on the side. He brings down a different time that all of this is going on. All three of them are found in Shalom Bayis. That if you don't have your candles lit, you'll have a problem with Shalom Bayis. If you're not allowed to leave your house, you'll have problems. And also, if you don't have proper food, it's all going on Shalom Bayis. Different ways to learn up the pasuk. Omer Rava Bar Rav Huna, very important klal over here. Afal Gav Yomer Rabbanin Shlosha Devarim Tzorich Adam Lomar. Even though the Rabbanin said three things a person needs to say in their house, Tzorich Minahu B'Nechuta, you have to say it nicely. Meaning you don't go in the house, you know, start screaming before you leave. It happens, right? Erev Shabbos, everything, you know, breaks loose. All of a sudden you have too much to do and not enough time. And usually we go into a different mode of being and we start yelling and shouting. You have to know that you have to say, if you want it done, remember, this is it's not a chiyuv. It's good advice over here. And the good advice is telling you how to get things going over here. The way to do it is not by instilling fear in the house. As the Gemara in Gittin brings down, that if a person instills too much fear in the house, people are going to be so afraid of him that if they don't do it, they're going to lie or whatever, and he's going to really come to averus. So if you want good advice, and you want to prevent yourself from doing from averus going on, you need to say it b'nechuta. You have to say it in a nice way. In a she'ela, ask, ki heka dekibluna humine, in order that they will accept it from him. I never heard. I never heard this. That Rav Rabba Bar Rav Huna, that you have to say it in such a nice way. The kind to b'sfor, but it was established by me b'sfor. It's so poshut, as my chavrusa said today. And then I saw it later in Rav Karp's sefer. He said to me yesterday that the whole pasuk, the whole makor in saying these three things is v'yadati ki shalom alecha, in order for shalom bayis that you're doing all this. It's such a svora that it's going back on this pasuk, that you have a source for it, that svora, that the whole svora of shalom bayis is one should say it b'nechuta, one should say it nicely as they're coming into Shabbos. Okay. Gemara is going to bring down an apparent stira in the Mishnah that Vashi was already merumis to. Speak out the question just outside and then we'll see it inside. The Mishnah brought down one of the three things that you have to say Erev Shabbos is that you make the Eruv. So Mashma, Erev Shabbos, you have to ask to the Eruv, because once Shabbos comes in, you can't make the Eruv. But yet at the end of the Mishnah, we mention certain things that you're allowed to do during paying Shema Shos. Aval ma'asim at a demai, a mi'arfim. And you can take off, you can make an Erev. So you can make an Erev on Shabbos. So which one is it? Is it something that you have to mention Erev Shabbos? Excuse me, Menachem. Now, is it something that you have to mention Erev Shabbos because you can't do it during Bein HaShemashos? Or is it something you could also do during Bein HaShemashos? Hakuf Akasha, this is a imperit steer in the Mishnah. Amarta, you just told me, Shloshet Devarim Tzorek Adam Lomar Betok Beitu Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. There was three things that you said that you have to say with the coming of the darkness. Vashi says, before it gets dark, and enough time, of course, to do it, but not too early, because then they might just say, I have lots of time. But something that you say with enough time to do it, mashma, you have to say when they have enough time to do it. Im chashecha. And then, im chashecha in, mashma, with the dark, with it getting dark in. That's when you have to say to do these things. Mashma, safek chashecha, safek in chashecha, lo. When it comes to the time of Bein HaShemashos, once we'll take the shita after shkia, you can't do it. Vahadatani, and then the Mishnah came again, and they vote, safek chashecha, safek in chashecha, chashecha, shechashecha, mar. Then you can take off the Eruv, or you can make the Eruv. So we have an apparent steer in the Mishnah. When can you, what about this Eruv over here? Simon, we have a Simon over here, and this Simon is different than most simonim in the Gemara. Usually a simon in the Gemara is a memorizing technique for the next group of group of sayings in the Gemara. This is all going on the man d'omar, the person who's saying this answer. It seems that he has five or six appearances in Masechta Shabbos, and so the Gemara is giving a simon throughout Masechta Shabbos on them. It's Begufe, Zimra, Tzifra, Bechavla, Demilta. These different times throughout Masechta Shabbos, we this Omer Rev Abba, Omer Rev Chia Ba'ashi, Omer Rav, he appears, and it's a siman to memorize if you want to get a grip of the whole Masechta. These are the different times that he has an appearance. So he's going to come and be Matar Sansa. Omer Rev Abba, Omer Rev Chia Ba'ashi, Omer Rav, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan be Ruvi Tachumim. One case is talking about Erev Tachumim, meaning the amount that you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. Kan be'eruvi chatzeros. And the other place it's talking about eruvi chatzeros. Rashi explains, im chashecha meba'od yom, when we said that you have to mention it with the coming of the dark, that's while it's still night. V'yish shahot li'asur li'arv, meaning enough time to be able to do these things. It takes 20 minutes, and you have to make sure you say these things with enough time. So one is talking about Eruvi Tachumim. This is the Erev Shabbos one. This Erev Tachumim is much more severe and has much more weight on it than Erev Chatzeros. Erev Chatzeros is a Chumah B'Alma, as we'll explain. And Erev Tachumim actually has a smach. It has an smachta of a posset, for short shemid of a bonnet. So an Erev Tachumim of making sure you give yourself, you make an Eruv in order to lengthen the amount that you're allowed to walk on Shabbos, that has much more weight that you have to do Erev Shabbos. And if you didn't make your Erev Chatzerot, meaning your common ownership in your Chatzer, in order that you could use the Chatzer between everybody, that you're actually allowed to do before during the Bein HaShemashos. Rashi explains, Be'eruvi Tachumim, this is a Tikkun Mi'alya. It's a full Tikkun that you're doing over here in order to allow you to work further. That it's an asmakta, meaning it's a very strong midrabanan. Actually, machloket that we'll see in the sekta erevin. The filum adamar tachumim derabanan, that you don't even have a smakta of a pasuk, but it's midrabanan kidarminan beerevin. Everybody holds that the tachumim is very strong. Avali ruvi chatseros is a chumra bi almahu. It is just it's a chumra bi alma. It's not called a full midrabanan over here. When it comes to Bein HaShemashos, we allow you to do it. We allow you to do the chumras, we just don't allow you to do the midrabanans. So that takes care of that problem. Two types of eruvs. The main type of eruv, the strong type, that is the eruv tachumim, well, you have to do Erev Shabbos, and in Erev Chatzeros you could do during Bein HaShemashos. Okay, based... Yeah? Oh, another time. But over here, I'll be halacha that Bein HaShemashos, we should know that Bein HaShemashos is a suffix. Generally, a suffix mid the Rabbanon should be lakula. It's an extra chum over here because it's a tikkun umelisa. Right? There's an interesting question that they bring down over here on the suffix of Bein HaShemashos. Right, it's a suffix. So what happens if you don't know if it's Bein HaShemashos? Say you're misupik if it's Bein HaShemashos. You don't have your clock, you don't have the siren going off, it's a cloudy day. Whatever it is, you're suffik on a Bein HaShemashos. It should really be a sfeik sfeika over here. Sfeik sfeika, for sure everybody would hold, should be lakul, especially on the Mid of Rabbanans. If you have a chumma, if you have a Mid of Rabbanan on the Mid of Rabbanans, on it, a sfeik sfeika, for sure you should be makul. This is a question that they ask over here at Afal Pikein. We paskin that suffik, if you're misupik on it, you also have to keep the chumras, even though it's a sfeik sfeika. And the Bar Halacha brings down different reasons. One of them is because, what's the suffik over here? What's the second suffik? Right? Normally it would be suffik if it's Bein HaShemashos, or if it's not Bein HaShemashos. And if it's Bein HaShemashos, maybe it's Yom or Lila. But what's the first suffik over here? The first suffik is not whether it's not Bein HaShemashos or not. The first suffik is really, is it night or day? Really, it's one suffik over here. Right, so we don't even, so even if you misupik on whether it's Bein HaShemashos, you have to take on all the chumers. There's other tzvuchim for that also. It's an interesting shahra to put down.
It's interesting, in the Mishnah, Rashi brings chumim, eruv chumim b'chatzeros.
Oh, very nice. So my chavrusa yesterday gave a beautiful teretz for that. That once you're mentioning about doing your eruv on Erev Shabbos, you mentioned do all the eruvim. Don't rely on the Bein HaShemashos. But of course, if it's Bein HaShemashos, the one that's a chumim you could also do then. But you shouldn't do it Erev. When you went, once you're mentioning Erev, do the Eruvim, do all the Eruvim. I think you mentioned it was a Chasim Sofer. So. Okay. V'yomer Rava, now that we established that the Eruv can be done, should be done, the Erev Tachumim needs to be done Erev Shabbos, meaning you have to do it before Bein HaShemashos. But of course, if you did it during Bein HaShemashos, let's say you made your Erev Tachomim during Bein HaShemashos, right? You put it on, it's already Shkia. Again, we have the suffix if it's day or night, meaning it could very well be that you did that Erev Tachomim properly over here. So let's see the case over here. It's an interesting case. V'yomer Rava, Amu lo shnayim. Two people said to one person, say V'arav Aleinu, go out and make the Erev for us. You can imagine, again, like it was kind of mentioned, it's you have to walk a bit of a distance. So someone sees, your neighbor seeing you going out to the edge of town, there's a brisk going on somewhere, and you want to go, hey, listen, you're doing your Eruv, go into our Eruvim for us, our Eruv Tachumim, so we could all walk to the place. So two people says to one, make the Eruv for us. Le'echad, for one of them, Eruv alav mebiod yom. He made the Erev Tachumim for it. He put that piece of bread in the house at the end of the 2,000 Amos. He did it while it was still day out, before Shkia. Uliechad, and the other one, Erev Alav Bein HaShemashos. He did it during the Suffolk time, whether it's night or day, and he did it then. Okay, so that's the case. He went out and he did it. One of them he had time to do while it was still day. The second one, he did it during the Suffolk time. Now here's where the complication comes in. Okay, Zeh she'iruv alav mebiyod yom. The one that he did it properly for him, he did it for him Erev Shabbos, while it was still day out. Necho, it got eaten by a dog, or someone came by and saw it and they ate it. Okay, Bein HaShemashos. It was done properly at the right time, but during the Suffolk time, Suffolk Shabbos, it was eaten. Now, we need this Erev to be in place during the beginning of Shabbos, sometimes during Shabbos, in order what's called to have a kinyan on Shabbos. Meaning, yet the Eruv, if you put the Eruv, Erev Shabbos, and you ate it during Erev Shabbos, and it was never in place during Shabbos, and never made a kinyan on Shabbos to make an Eruv. So over here, he did it properly, but in the Suffolk time, it was eaten. Did Shabbos make a kinyan on it or not? So this one that he did it while it was still day, and during Bein HaShemashos, the Suffolk time, it was eaten, ne'echo, Eruvi, ben Shumashos, Zay Shi Eruvo, love ben Shumashos, Nechal, Eruvo, and they ate his Eruv, Mechashecha. Sorry, let me just back up on this. This one that made it during the day, his Eruv was eating Beinah Shemashos. Now the second guy, he made it during Beinah Shemashos when it was a Safek Yom, Safek Laila. It was a question whether or not he did it Erev Shabbos. Ne'echal, someone came and ate it. Mechashecha. Again, this guy has the problem. If you make an Eruv on Shabbos, and you eat it on Shabbos, it was never made a kinyan on Shabbos, meaning it has to be made Erev Shabbos, it has to be there during the time period, at least in the beginning of Shabbos. So both of these are a suffix if the Eruv came into place. Shneim Kona. Both of them have a kinyan of an Eruv on Shabbos, and it's both a good one. Now this is a stira. It's an obvious stira. The first one that was put in Erev Shabbos, and it was eaten during Beinah Shemashos, was saying Beinah Shemashos is nighttime. The second one that was put during Beinah Shemashos and was eating at nighttime was saying that the Beinah Shemashos period was daytime. And yet, Kona, both of them, Kona Eruv, both Eruvs were made. Manashach, doesn't make sense over here. It's an apparent stira. Eat Beinah Shemashos, Yamahu. If Beinah Shemashos were giving a dinner's day, the Batva, the second case, Liknu. Then the second case where he did a Beinah Shemashos and he ate it at nighttime, that case it should be an Eruv. Because it was, he did in the daytime and he ate at nighttime. But the comma, the first case where he put it in the day and he ate it during Beinah Shemashos, he put it in the day and he ate it during the day. Lo nikne, it shouldn't be a kinyan. The Beinah Shemashos lailahu, and if Beinah Shemashos has a din of nighttime, then the comma likne, the one who did it Erev Shabbos and ate it during Beinah Shemashos, that should be a kinyan. Because it's nighttime, he did it in the day and it was eating at nighttime. The batra, the second case, where he did it during Beinah Shemashos, which is nighttime, and he ate it at nighttime, Lo nikne. It should be a kinyan. Stira and the whole understanding over here of Manashah. And the Gemara answers, and here's the Yisod we're talking about through the whole case. Beinah Shemashos Sveikahu. It's a suffix. The Sveikah de Rabbanin Lekula. Even though we don't want you to do the Midrabbanin during Beinah Shemashos, but a Sveikah de Rabbanin Lekula, and therefore, whatever case it is, we give you the standings on a Midrabbanin on night or day, in order to make the kinyan over here of the Eruv, and that's the way, that's how it's done. Okay, Rashi, Beinah Shemashos Kona Eruv, between the nightfall you Kona the Eruv, Shehu Techilat Kiddushas Hayom, that's the beginning of the sanctification of the day. Nachal was eaten, Shachal Kelev or Adam, a person or an animal ate it, Shehu V'lov Mebiyod Yom, the one who made his Eruv Mebiyod Yom, Aniach Eruv L'Sof Tachum, he put the Eruv at the end of the border, maybe Yod Yom while it's still day. To lo speak lahachshik mamish, and it didn't get mamish nighttime. Achinechal benish mashos. Rather, it got eaten during benish mashos. Shneim kanu eruv. Both of them have a good eruv. De lagabi hai shinechal benish mashos. Mashvinin le laila. The one that it was eaten benish mashos, we make it like it's nighttime. For aminin kevor kiddush hayom, we say that it already became nighttime. We say even though it's a suffix, we say, we'll assume that it's nighttime. Ba'od ha'eruv, while the eruv was kayim. The kana eruv, the luck of Rabbi Yossi, the luck is like Rabbi Yossi, don't be eruvin, suffix eruv kosher. Even a suffix eruv kosher is over here. These are all suffix. If the eruv came in, it's kosher. Ulagavi lahashia nuach alav benish mashos, the one who put it during benish mashos, v'nit kayim ad cheshek, and it lasted through the night. Mashvinan the benish mashos yoma. We'll make that benish mashos daytime. V'dayim lo kiddush hayom, and we'll say it did not sanctify the day yet. We give it a day. Kishahunach while he placed it. V'nimtzah shahaya sham kivar v'shas kiniyadeiruv. And it was there at the proper time. Batra likne, the second guy should have an eruv. Seshunuach alav benish shemashos. When he planted this during benish shemashos, that's the batra. Kamalo nikne shahay nechal mebiyodjom. We say that it was eaten while it's still day. So haki garcinan sveikan de rabbanin. It's a suffix with the rabbanin kolomar. Ha milta de sveikalan e benish shemashos yamo laila. But milta de rabbanin itvalan. This matter of the suffix during benish shemashos in the matter of a rabbanin where we ease up on it. The Eruv Tachumim to Rabbanin. Eruv Tachumim is a Rabbanin, and therefore calls Sveikah to Rabbanin Lekula. One more case in the Gemara over here. even though, again, Perek, the fourth Perek of Shabbos is the Perek on what's called Hatmana, meaning you have your food, and now you want to cover it up completely insulated on Shabbos, that you're allowed to do during Beinu Shemashos, yes. Nighttime, when it's Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to insulate your food, meaning your hot plate or whatever, Hafsaka Chashmal. So you want to take clothes and you want to wrap up your pot on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. That's called Hatmana. And we'll discuss that at length in the fourth parak. But this Gemara over here is an essential understanding of Hatmana. It's the basics of Hatmana. And when one learns Hatmana, you need this Gemara. This is the Tamim of Hatmana. Vava. Omer Rava, Rava said, "Mipnei ma amo ein tomni b'davar she'ein mosif hevel." Mashma from our Mishnah that only during Beinu Shemashos you could do hatmana. So at nighttime you can't do it. So mipnei ma, why did they say the Chachamim ein tomni, not allowed to insulate b'davar she'ein mosif hevel, and something that doesn't increase heat, meaning just some clothes, you wrap it up in towels. Mechashecha at nighttime, gezeres shema yortiach, because we're afraid. And we'll explain Rashi's version of it. We explain that if you come at nighttime and you want to do hatmana and you see that it got cold, you're like, what good is my insulating going to do? You might come and heat it up, do an isser bishul on Shabbos, in order that you can insulate it for the rest of Shabbos. So therefore, we don't even allow you to cover it, insulate it at all on Shabbos. You see Rashi on it, important Rashi. Haki Garcinon. Our Gemara is Rashi's Girsa. The Rach and the Rambam and the Rif all have a different Girsa. We're not going to speak it out now. It's a very major machlok in understanding the Tamim of Hatmana. We'll just go with Rashi, but this is one of the cases. Even though the Rif and the Rambam have a different Girsa and they learn different Tamim, different halakas on Hatmana, the Shulchan Aruch passings like Rashi, is Vov of the Rishonim. Hold like this, and there's very difficult questions on the Rambam's sheet that you could eye in the beginning of Perek Dalet in the Rambam. You can see the Rivet over there. Even the Rashi has big kashas on it also, but we pass them like Rashi. Haki Garcinan, like the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, Me Rava, Me Pnei Ma'amu, Meim Tomani, B'davar She'enu Mosif Hevel. Why can't you insulate with towels on Shabbos? Could go on Sema, Mukim, soft things. Misha Chashecha, from dark. Kiditana, like we explained in the Mishnah. That you're allowed to insulate your hot food. Taima to suffer chashecha. The reason why you're allowed to do it is because it's a suffer chashecha. Havade chashecha ain't tomnim. You're not allowed to insulate. Vistama hatmana b'davar she'enu mosif hevel. Or, whenever we talk about hatmana, we're talking about something that's not mosif hevel. Te'ila b'davar mosif hevel afilu mebiyod yom haser. If it's something that's going to be increase the heat, as we'll see in the next case, even during the day, it's also, we'll explain the Tamim when we get to the case. Like we see the mission in Perek Dalet, ain't tamlim lo begethet, things that are increase heat. And the reason why over here is the gezer shema yimtza kederato nitzdanel, we'll find that his food is cold, kishi yirtza lahatmina, and now when he wants to insulate it, he sees it's cold. V'yotachenu, and he'll come and he'll heat up the whole pot, techila, v'nitza mivash m'shabbos. We'll find that it comes to an iser bishul on Shabbos, and therefore we just forget it. Don't do hatmana. Once it's nighttime, you're not allowed to do hatmana on Shabbos. So Abai asks a big question. If your whole problem is you might come to do an iser bishul on Shabbos, Ihaki b'nei shmashas nami. What difference does it make? You're not allowed to start a fire and start cooking on Shabbos, and it's a deraisa. So our whole thing over here is only b'nei shmashas. You're allowed to do hatmana on a davar, on something that insulates. But b'nei shmashas, you're allowed to do it. Why should it be? Nami nigzra. It should be the same gezer over here that you might come and eat up the food. Omelei, the answer is pashut. Stame kideru rot chotein. When it comes to Beinu Shemashos, right before Shabbos comes in, you just took the pot off the fire. So for sure it's hot over there. You're not going to come and make a fire when something's hot. What are we worried about? You're worried about when it's Etzim Shabbos, when it's already nighttime and it's been sitting, you might have got cooled already, we're afraid that a person might lose himself and heat up his food on Shabbos. Vashi, imhaki, b'nei shmashos, nami nigzoy, you should have the gezer over there. Tahas shvud milsa. It's a full shvus over here. You're doing something. Ha, daha ikka gezer, it's a derisa. And for sure you make a gezer on an issa derisa and you might come to cook it. V'tanat matirit, and eight late the gazwala shvus. We already know from a mission, you're not allowed to light candles. during Benishmashos. Tikitani ain ma'atim in the father. You can't even take ma'atim from the father's. Votkorhin. During Benishmashos, the stomp pot is fully boiled. Shesomak le Benishmashos. But it's right before Benishmashos who amaveri mi'ala or. It's right at the last moment a person takes it off the fire so it'll be nice and hot for the meal. Falech le'mechash. And you're not worried. L'shem and it's the nenevetechinan. And if you're not afraid that it will cool off and you come to heat it up on Shabbos.